Chapter 1. The afternoon sky above Penwood Estate was a dark purple that might have been ominous were it not for the broad beams of sunshine piercing it that painted the summer blossoms lining the gate in vivid pinks, whites and yellows. Inspired by the sight, Arabella Northwick picked up her son and pointed across the courtyard. "David, do you see the flowers?" Her feet crunched on the gravel as she approached the magnolia tree, planted on the grass bordering the brick row that housed the unoccupied servants' quarters. Mrs. Billings, her son's nurse, hovered possessively behind, but Arabella would not be troubled by her today. There was too much to look forward to with Honoria's wedding, and being back in their Lincolnshire estate, to spare a thought for a nurse who did not know her place.
"Flowers!"
18-month-old David reached his hands out toward the fat magnolia blossoms, and Arabella granted his wish by lifting him up to the branch, where he could grab the large pink and white petals. "That's right, flowers." She pulled him away suddenly, as a bee flew out of the one he was reaching for. He twisted in her arms to follow the bee's path, and she coaxed him back. "The bee is gone, but you can have this flower." Little David clutched the velvety blossom in his fist, destroying its beauty, and waved his hand up and down in triumph. Arabella chuckled. Never mind that he had crushed the flower. There were many more where that came from. Nature was generous that way. A drop of rain skimmed Arabella's cheek at the same time that nurse called out a warning. "Mrs. Northwick!" It was not needed. Arabella hurried toward the front entrance, David's form settling like a blessed weight in her arms. At the front entrance, she stood back for Mrs. Billings to open the door for her. Instead, the nurse reached for David, and Arabella handed him over reluctantly. She never seemed to have as much time with her son as she wished, and as the nurse was under the employ of Arabella's brother-in-law, she answered to no one but him. In passing through the doorway, Mrs. Billings' gown caught on a sharp edge of metal on the door jamb that the servants had yet to repair, and it left a large rent in the cloth. She let something close to an oath slip from her lips, and Arabella held her hands out for David. "Please allow me to take him. You will need to see to your gown." Her tone was pleading, and it shamed her. Even if she was a widow and young, having reached her 19th birthday only the month prior, her place should unquestionably be that of mistress of Penwood. But when one had gone from the hands of an indifferent father into those of an authoritarian husband, and was now under the thumb of a—well, she could not think how to describe her brother-in-law. Surely cruel was too harsh a word. Her thoughts trailed away as nurse handed David to her and went toward the servants' quarters. Arabella looked down at her prize. It was a small miracle that Mrs. Billings had heeded her entreaty. She kissed David's head and went in the opposite direction, through the open door of the drawing-room. The sound of a carriage driving on the gravel path on its approach to the manor caused her to duck instinctively out of sight from the tall windows that held 18 evenly glazed panes of glass. Her heart began to beat, and she tried not to allow her trembling to become apparent to her son. He must never know she was afraid. How often she was afraid. It was Mr. Northwick arriving from London. She had been expecting him to come, had known he would appear as soon as the news of her whereabouts reached him, and he'd had time to pack and set off after her. Now he was here, and her first instinct was to hide. She ran to the servants' stairwell, hoping she would not meet any of them. Perhaps she could use the pretext of there being old toys stashed in the attic for a reason to remain out of sight when he came in search of her. All she knew was that she had to leave. For no matter how much she tried to convince herself otherwise, underneath that polite veneer, George Northwick was indeed cruel. Noiselessly, Arabella climbed the stairs to the second floor, then continued to where the servants' quarters were, the cloth of her gown whispering with every step. At the top of the stairwell, she peeked around the corner to see if any servants were there who would be loyal to their master. All was still, and David was blessedly quiet, as though he knew silence was essential to the success of her mission. She crossed the wooden herringbone of the second floor and rounded the corner to where a door led to the vast, neglected attic.